Yo, so there I was, the first 5 seconds there, pulling off my headset and making sure my headphones were turned on. Glad I did that because they were turned off, but who knows if it's actually recording or not right now. So what I'm going to talk about now for the next 14 or so minutes is PBE baseball, because that's what I have to talk about to get paid. I'm just here so I can afford my equipment. It's a lot easier than writing 1,000 words. So, yeah, again, I'm sorry for those of you that are going to stick around. I guess I'm not sorry for you, but I appreciate you, but I also, whatever. You got to grade this. Thank you very much. Anyways, I should not just ramble on for 40 seconds about not PBE baseball. So I am in a fantasy league. I'm in a fantasy league, and it's like a tier system. It reminds me of the way that professional sports happen over in Europe. I will give one example of this that you probably have not heard. And then I will briefly explain another example that a lot of people have heard. I'll say the one that most people have heard: soccer in Europe. There's divisions. In Germany, there are divisions. There's the first league, second league, third league, all the way down. And so the cool thing that happens in professional sports in Europe, and this is the way that we are doing our fantasy league, is that like the top two move up, the top two move down, the ones in the middle stay in their league. Sometimes they have like the third from the bottom in the one league and the third from the top in the two league will play a two-game series to see who wins. This is soccer, so they play a game at each stadium. Whereas in baseball, it'd probably be like a three-game series or something because there's no ties in baseball unless the first baseman and the throw arrive, or unless the catch at first base and the runner get there at the same time, in which case the runner is safe. That's one of the rules of baseball. Baseball is a weird sport because I don't really know any other sports that don't have a time clock. I guess cricket would be another one. I guess that's not true at all. There's tennis, volleyball, a lot of sports. Is baseball the most popular sport that doesn't have a clock? Well, the sports that are more popular would have to be I'm talking from an American perspective right here. I'm going from my knowledge. I would say football, American football has a clock. Basketball has a clock. I guess maybe golf. Golf probably has more money in around the world. There's probably more players. It's just not, yeah, it's probably a bigger sport than baseball, and it doesn't have a clock. So, yeah, I guess baseball kind of does have a clock now. Isn't there a clock for how long it takes for your pitchers to throw a pitch? Yeah, maybe it is. Okay, so anyways, I've been tangent for about, I don't know, 3 minutes now on. I've been staying within baseball talk, so I think that I'm not just shit talking over here. Sorry, that's my one drop of a foul language word over this 15 minutes. So what we're doing is we have different divisions when it comes to our rank, and that's then the th so I did tell you about the way that soccer works over there. I talked about that a while back, but I just want to talk about the basketball league. It's the same thing. It's except over there, the basketball league is not like the people in the pros are like barely getting by, They would go play somewhere else probably if they were good enough. But they're still making a living. They're still like, $500,000. I mean, it's And that's top players, probably 20, 30 players like that. In the top division, there's about 12 teams, I think, in the top division. But they, the bottom two teams fall down to the second league and the third league and the fourth league. And so I was over there on a trip, and I practiced with the team. It was my buddy's team, Bjorn. I might talk about him more, but he's the German person that I know and explains all this to me. But he was like, so we're probably in like the 12th league. Like, if they win, if they do really good in their division, they move up. If they do worse, do bad, finish in the bottom of their division, they move down. It's all a hierarchy. There's no, yeah, it's really bizarre. It's really cool because, like, I play in a local volleyball league, and like, if we win our league, nothing happens. We just come back and play the same people next year. But like, over there, you move up, and there's divisions that, I don't know, just an interesting way to do sports leagues. And that's how we're doing this fantasy league. I'm not really into the fantasy. I mostly do the fantasy just to make money. I did it, I think, my first three seasons, and then I didn't do it last season, and my team won the World Series for the first time. So I'm kind of cautious about doing it this year, but I don't know. I'd not rather win, but I'd like to win a fantasy league championship once or move up. Right now, I'm in the fifth division of the, I don't even know, do we have a name on this? Are we calling it the Super League? I think we should call it the Super League, because the soccer thing. But anyways, yeah, I'm in the fifth league. Be cool to win it, move up to the fourth league. I don't know. I'm probably going to draft myself, though, giving away all my secrets, everything that I'm doing in the league. Yeah. It feels kind of tough that I have to broadcast for 15 minutes to get the. I mean, I understand that there should be rules, but like, can I just get some money for like my content? It feels like I'm being authentic. I don't know. That's not fair of me to say. I haven't really listened to other people's podcasts, so I don't know. Whatever. I already think it's a good deal. I feel like I talk really quick, so I'm just like putting all these words out there. Maybe I sway off topic too much. I don't know if I ever got paid for my last podcast. I posted it. I'm just trying to get enough money so that way I can buy my Hall of Fame equipment. I think I have like $14 million right now. I'm gonna go take a look, actually. I'm gonna pull that up here. Let's go see what's happening in the Voyagers dugout. Bankbot. Who's the last person that pulled it up? Paul. Paul has $83 million. So I need to start asking Paul for money. Paul, can I get a loan? No, not for real though. That's not how this works. Yeah, I'm gonna look up my balance. I have $14 million right now, but I don't think that my banker has done the transactions this week. So the last time anything happened was 4/21. So yeah, I think I have two. Yeah. Get paid $7 million to be a banker. That's legit. Gets me about half the way to my Hall of Fame equipment. Every season so far, I've got the Hall of Fame equipment before the season started. That's a big thing for me. I think it really makes you a better player, and that's I'm not if it takes you more time to get your Hall of Fame equipment, nope, all power to you. But if you can get it at the beginning of a season, you get to play that whole season with all those extra points. And that I think that really adds up over 100 games, I don't know. Maybe not. My like, what am I chasing? Like the Hall of Fame? Like, do I want to be in the Hall of Fame? I think like even if I don't get inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, I'm gonna get inducted to the Amish Hall of Fame, which is where all the greatest Amish people live, like I think his name was Herschel Yoder, and there's a Max Miller in it, soon to be. Oh no, but anyways, Max Miller is the name that I came up with my player because I went with Max right off the bat. That's my son's name. I just, he was about 8 months at the time. I was just like, okay, I'm gonna start naming my players Max, just to will keep me interested in it. And then I went with Miller because of the Amish thing around here, and I wanted to do an Amish player. And I swear to God, after I named this player Max Miller, I was driving Amish people, and one of their kids' names was Max. And I was like, I knew their name was Miller. I'm like, oh, Max Miller. And they're like, yep. Like, I knew their, it was, it cracked me up. It was so funny. That after I named this player Max Miller, I met a Max Miller in the wild of driving Amish people. And I was like, oh, is it Maxwell? And they're like, nope, it's not Maxwell, it's Max. Yeah, so that's, yeah, it's just, that's, there's, when I worked at Goshen Health, which is the health organization around here, my boss's name was John Yoder, and he was like the 47th John Yoder. Like, so his like email address was John Yoder 47. Like, it was, yeah, I don't even know. I don't even remember how it worked out. It might have been like J Yoder, his email address. So yeah, this is a fun little thing to do, a podcast. I think we're gonna do, this is the, we're gonna do a podcast while we draft our team. So that'll be coming out. This is a preview for that. I should have given a shout out to that before this happened, before, at the beginning, but I'm not much of a cutter. I just sit here and talk for 15 minutes. Yeah. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna, I'm in this league, right? This European soccer style league, whatever. Where you can fall down or go up levels. Man, I know there's a better name for that. I can't remember what it is. But we're in the fifth league. I'm in the fifth league. I'm a team down here in the fifth league. I'm chasing. I'm just gonna drop some names now. Babs is in the, I don't know. I think Babs is in the third division. These, I'm just dropping names that I know too. So don't feel fat. Don't feel bad, please, if I don't bring up your name. I see you out there. Hummus God is in our league. So yeah, if you don't know who that is, you should probably look at the what's going on. Maybe he's not even in our league. Maybe this is just like Discord thing where I think he is though. Let's see. We got C Does It. I know C Does It. Got a big he helped me develop my play right off the bat. Harden Long's in here. Yeah. Shu, I think Shu's in the league. Let's see what division is he in. One? Oh, let's see. Where's the first league? Oh, G League. I think Harden Long won the last year. I'm not sure. Tacos is also in the first division. Irish Thunders. Not sure who that is. Thank you, team. Thank you. And then Shock Swan. So that's the first league. Name some other players in the league. I don't know. This is it. I got 30 seconds left to fill before I hit 15 minutes. And it's been nice. It's been nice talking again. Sometimes I like to just not talk, but I build it up, talk to you. I had a nice weekend. Got to talk with a lot of people. We're all vaccinated, thank God. Hope you can get vaccinated as soon as possible. Little infomercial here at the end. I am about 4 seconds over now, but I'm just going to keep going to make sure I hit that 15 just for arbitrary reasons. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that like I didn't bore you. I hope I kept you interested. I think I can talk, and I don't know. People want to listen. Maybe not. Not a big deal if you don't want to, but I'm glad you hung around. Caught the end of this. PBE baseball, fantasy league. That's what's going on. That's what my next thing will be about. So peace out. Yo, so there I was, the first 5 seconds there, pulling off my headset and making sure my headphones were turned on. Glad I did that because they were turned off, but who knows if it's actually recording or not right now. So what I'm going to talk about now for the next 14 or so minutes is PBE baseball, because that's what I have to talk about to get paid. I'm just here so I can afford my equipment. It's a lot easier than writing 1,000 words. So, yeah, again, I'm sorry for those of you that are going to stick around. I guess I'm not sorry for you, but, you know, I appreciate you. But I also, you know, whatever. You got to grade this. Thank you very much. Anyways, I should not just ramble on for 40 seconds about not PBE baseball. So I am in a fantasy league. I'm in a fantasy league, and it's like a tier system. It reminds me of the way that professional sports happen over in Europe. I will give one example of this that you probably have not heard, and then I will briefly explain another example that a lot of people have heard. Well, I'll say the one that most people have heard, soccer in Europe. There's divisions. In Germany, there are divisions. There's the first league, second league, third league, all the way down. And so the cool thing that happens in professional sports in Europe, and this is the way that we are doing our fantasy league, is that like the top two move up, the top two move down, the ones in the middle stay in their league. Sometimes they have like the third from the bottom in the one league and the third from the top in the two league will play a two-game series to see who wins. This is soccer, so they play a game at each stadium, whereas in baseball it'd probably be like a three-game series or something, because there's no ties in baseball unless the first baseman and the throw arrive, or unless the catch at first base and the runner get there at the same time, in which case the runner is safe. That's one of the rules of baseball. Baseball is a weird sport because I don't really know any other sports that don't have a time clock. I guess cricket would be another one. I guess that's not true at all. There's tennis, you know, volleyball, a lot of sports. Is baseball the most popular sport that doesn't have a clock? Well, the sports that are more popular would have to be, I'm talking from an American perspective right here. I'm going from my knowledge. I would say football, American football has a clock. Basketball has a clock. I guess maybe golf. Golf probably has more money in it around the world. There's probably more players. It's just not, yeah, it's probably a bigger sport than baseball, and it doesn't have a clock. So, yeah, I guess baseball kind of does have a clock now. Isn't there a clock for how long it takes for your pitchers to throw a pitch? Yeah, maybe it is. Okay, so anyways, I've been tangent for about, I don't know, 3 minutes now. I've been staying within baseball talk, so I think that I'm not just shit talking over here. Sorry, that's my one drop of a foul language word over this 15 minutes. So what we're doing is we have different divisions when it comes to our rank. And that's then the th so I did tell you about the way that soccer works over there. I talked about that a while back, but I just want to talk about the basketball league. It's the same thing. It's except over there, the basketball league is not like the people in the pros are like barely getting by, you know. They would go play somewhere else probably if they were good enough. But you know, but they're still making a living. They're still like, you know, $500,000. I mean, it's a year, and that's top players, probably 20, 30 players like that. In the top division, there's about 12 teams, I think, in the top division. But they, you know, the bottom two teams fall down to the second league and the third league and the fourth league. And so I was over there on a trip and I practiced with the team. It was my buddy's team, Bjorn. I might talk about him more, but he's the German person that I know and explains all this to me. But he was like, so we're probably in like the 12th league. Like, if they win, if they do really good in their division, they move up. If they do worse, do bad, finish in the bottom of their division, they move down. It's all a hierarchy. There's no, yeah, it's really bizarre. It's really cool because like I play in a local volleyball league, and like if we win our league, nothing happens. We just come back and play the same people next year. But like over there, you move up, and there's divisions that, you know, I don't know, just an interesting way to do sports leagues. And that's how we're doing this fantasy league. I'm not really into the fantasy. I mostly do the fantasy just to make money. I did it, I think, my first three seasons, and then I didn't do it last season, and my team won the World Series for the first time. So I'm kind of cautious about doing it this year, but I don't know. I'd not rather win, but I'd like to win a fantasy league championship once or move up. Right now, you know, I'm in the fifth division of the, I don't even know, do we have a name on this? Are we calling it the Super League? I think we should call it the Super League, you know, because the soccer thing. But anyways, yeah, I'm in the fifth league. Be cool to win it, move up to the fourth league. I don't know. I'm probably gonna draft myself though, giving away all my secrets, everything that I'm doing in the league. Yeah. It feels kind of tough that I have to broadcast for 15 minutes to get the I mean, I understand that there should be rules, but like, can I just get some money for like my content? It feels like I'm being authentic. I don't know. That's not fair of me to say. I haven't really listened to other people's podcasts, so I don't know. Whatever. I already think it's a good deal. I feel like I talk really quick, so you know, I'm just like putting all these words out there. Maybe I sway off topic too much. I don't know if I ever got paid for my last podcast. I posted it. I'm just trying to get enough money so that way I can buy my Hall of Fame equipment. I think I have like $14 million right now. I'm gonna go take a look, actually. I'm gonna pull that up here. Let's go see what's happening in the Voyagers dugout. BankBot. Who's the last person that pulled it up? Paul. Paul has $83 million. So I need to start asking Paul for money. Paul, can I get a loan? No, not for real though. That's not how this works. Yeah, I'm gonna look up my balance. I have $14 million right now, but I don't think that my banker has done the transactions this week. So the last time anything happened was 4/21. So yeah, I think I have two. Get paid $7 million to be a banker. That's legit. Gets me about halfway to my Hall of Fame equipment. Every season so far, I've got the Hall of Fame equipment before the season started. That's a big thing for me. I think it really makes you a better player, you know. And that's I'm not if it takes you more time to get your Hall of Fame equipment, nope, you know, all power to you. But if you can get it at the beginning of the season, you get to play that whole season with all those extra points. And that, I think that really adds up over 100 games, you know. I don't know. Maybe not. What am I chasing? Like the Hall of Fame? Like, do I want to be in the Hall of Fame? I think, like, even if I don't get inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, I'm going to get inducted to the Amish Hall of Fame, which is, you know, where all the greatest Amish people live. Like, I think his name was Herschel Yoder. And there's a Max Miller in it, soon to be. Oh, no, but anyways, Max Miller is the name that I came up with my player because I went with Max right off the bat. That's my son's name. I just, you know, he was about 8 months at the time. I was just like, okay, I'm going to start naming my players Max, you know, just to keep me interested in it. And then I went with Miller because of the Amish thing around here, and I wanted to do an Amish player. And I swear to God, after I named this player Max Miller, I was driving Amish people, and one of their kids' names was Max. And I was like, I knew their name was Miller. I'm like, oh, Max Miller. And they're like, yep. Like, I knew their, it cracked me up. It was so funny. That after I named this player Max Miller, I met a Max Miller in the wild of driving Amish people. And I was like, oh, is it Maxwell? And they're like, nope, it's not Maxwell. It's Max. Yeah. So that's, yeah, it's just, that's, there's, when I worked at Goshen Health, which is the health organization around here, my boss's name was John Yoder, and he was like the 47th John Yoder. Like, so his like email address was John Yoder 47. Like, it was, yeah, I don't even know. I don't even remember how it worked out. It might have been like J Yoder, his email address. So, yeah, this is a fun little thing to do, a podcast. I think we're going to do, this is the, we're going to do a podcast while we draft our team. So that'll be coming out. This is a preview for that. I should have given a shout out to that before this happened, before, you know, at the beginning, but I'm not much of a cutter. I just sit here and talk for 15 minutes. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. I'm in this league, right? This European soccer style league, whatever, where you can fall down or go up levels. Man, I know there's a better name for that. I can't remember what it is. But we're in the fifth league. I'm in the fifth league. I'm a team down here in the fifth league. I'm chasing. I'm just going to drop some names now. Babs is in the, I don't know. I think Babs is in the third division. I'm just dropping names that I know too, so don't feel bad, please, if I don't bring up your name. I see you out there. Hummus God is in our league, so yeah. If you don't know who that is, you should probably look at what's going on. Maybe he's not even in our league. Maybe this is just like Discord thing where I think he is though. Let's see. We got C Does It. I know C Does It. Got a big, he helped me develop my player right off the bat. Harden Long's in here. Yeah. Shu, I think Shu's in the league. Let's see what division. Is he in one? Oh, let's see. Where's the first league? OG League. I think Harden Long won the last year. I'm not sure. Tacos is also in the first division. Irish Thunders. Not sure who that is. Thank you, team. Thank you. And then Shaq Swan. So that's the first league. Name some other players in the league. I don't know. This is it. I got 30 seconds left to fill before I hit 15 minutes. And it's been nice. It's been nice talking again. Sometimes I like to just not talk, but I build it up, talk to you. I had a nice weekend. Got to talk with a lot of people. We're all vaccinated, thank God. Hope you can get vaccinated as soon as possible. Little infomercial here at the end. I am about 4 seconds over now, but I'm just gonna keep going to make sure I hit that 15 just for arbitrary reasons. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that like I didn't bore you. I hope I kept you interested. I think I can talk, and I don't know. People want to listen. Maybe not. Not a big deal if you don't want to, but I'm glad you hung around. Caught the end of this. PBE baseball, fantasy league. That's what's going on. That's what my next thing will be about. So, peace out.